We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, kind-hearted viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10C band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 26 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paranal. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV, and channel 57 on Medium Network Service, MNS. In Mongolia, in Hop Province, channel 21 on Han Altay Cable TV. In Erdunet City, channel Z26 on Ilka Tinger Cable TV and channel 50 on Himer Cable TV. In Sukhbatur, Sealing Province, channel 30 on Mimi Mongols. In Darhun Olds Province, channel 8 on Darhun Broadcasting System. Nilka, channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions, channel 47. And Orange Cable Companies, channel 65. In Otulish, on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnari. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recan Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjia Lua Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Ilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, channel 102 on Minchung Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, 30,000 jobs are being created in Peru thanks to organic farming. In humanitarian news, a U.S. teenager raises over $60,000 for a playground at a Russian hospital. In animal news, a British professor demonstrates the intelligence of pigs. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 24th, is the United Nations Day, commemorating its establishment in 1945. The United Nations works to maintain peace around the world and promote cooperative problem solving and prosperity. This special occasion is observed across the globe, with discussions about the objectives and accomplishments of the organization, as well as exhibits, cultural fairs, and meetings. In addition, the United Nations traditionally hosts an international concert. Our profound thankfulness, United Nations, for your devotion to a harmonious planet through your multitude of caring deeds. May all have a grace-filled United Nations Day.
Fly-in news. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news update from Benin. Heavy rains in September triggered floods throughout West Africa, including Benin's Mono Department, as 10 people perished in the town of Atieme and several other villages. Over 5,860 homes were damaged or destroyed, with 23,000 people displaced. A state of emergency was quickly declared, and the Benin government sent some essential items to the disaster victims.
On September 6th, conveying much sorrow and sending her prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $15,000 to West Africa and asked that our association members go, if possible, to help the most desperate, the lonely, the wounded, and the elderly without caregivers. The donated amount could purchase $511,000 in items obtained in the United States based on the general cost of living in West Africa.
Of this total amount, $3,500 was used for the relief work in Benin. Covering their own expenses, our association's relief team from Benin traveled to the afflicted area where they distributed food items including rice, vegetable oil, and salt. They also handed out informative flyers on global warming, and many relief recipients expressed their willingness to be vegan and go green. In addition, the mayor of Atieme sent a thank you letter to Supreme Master Qinghai.
Je voudrais remercier l'association internationale Qinghai pour cette démarche, pour ce pas d'amour, pour ce pas de solidarité, pour ce pas d'amitié. Et faire vivre que nous avons devant nous, soulagera un tant soit peu une fin de cette population pour un certain nombre de jours.
Maître suprême Qinghai.
Our appreciation, Benin government, for your prompt initiatives to provide meaningful assistance to the storm victims. We are also thankful to Supreme Master Qinghai for her support of the most vulnerable and to our association's relief team for their diligent efforts. With heaven's grace, may the beautiful people of Benin swiftly recover their regular day-to-day lives as we pray for humanity's kinder lifestyles in helping to ensure our planetary stability.
Afghanistan, Pakistan, and India jolted by quake. Just past midnight on Friday, October 23rd, at least five persons perished with many more injured as a landslide was triggered in remote northern Pakistan when a 6.2 magnitude tremor shook the region. With its epicenter in the high-altitude Hindu Kush area between Pakistan and northeast Afghanistan, the quake sent frightened people running into the streets of major Pakistani cities such as Islamabad, Peshawar, and Lahore, as the tremors also shook buildings and disrupted electricity as far away as Kabul, Afghanistan, and New Delhi, India. On October 23rd, Supreme Master Qinghai pledged $10,000 in aid for northern Pakistan, requesting that our association members please go to help the most vulnerable if there is any way to do so. If not, she asked that the funds be sent with her love and prayers to the Red Crescent Society, the Red Cross, or another organization. The $10,000 could purchase $188,000 in urgent supplies if bought in the United States based on Pakistan's cost of living. Our gratefulness for Supreme Master Qinghai's wholehearted care extended to the disaster-stricken and remote Pakistan.
We are saddened by the loss of life due to this disaster and pray for the protection of all residents in the quake-affected region. May everyone quickly recover the stability of their daily lives as we strive to lessen such disturbances through our gentler actions on Earth.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
U.S. pledges agricultural aid to developing countries. Over the next 3 years, the Obama administration has promised $3.5 billion to help farmers in developing countries boost nutritional security by being able to grow more food. As part of an international $20 billion pledge announced by the G8 summit in July, the assistance will be allocated to areas most needed, such as planting technique improvements, insurance programs, and infrastructure to assist in getting the farmers' products to market. President Obama and United States, Providence bless your kind-hearted assistance to those in need. Blessed be such endeavors in bringing harvests of plenty and wholesome sustenance for all.
Baltimore City Schools awarded for meat-free program. The Johns Hopkins Center for a Livable Future in Maryland, USA has honored the state's Baltimore City Public Schools with the 2009 Award for Visionary Leadership in Local Food Procurement and Food Education for its implementation of Meatless Mondays, where only vegetarian food is served. The school district has also launched other initiatives to educate children on healthy eating choices, with plans underway to plant gardens at each of the district's 200 schools. Our hats off, Baltimore City Schools, for your exemplary award. May schools nationwide similarly join in these and other such noble endeavors to benefit children nationwide with the healthy, life-saving veg diet.
Hollywood vegan eco-star receives honorary doctorate for his work with youth on the environment and sustainable living. Oscar-nominated vegan actor Woody Harrelson is being presented with an honorary doctorate from York University in Toronto, Canada. Among his many environmental endeavors, the actor starred in a 2003 documentary film called Go Further, where he takes a trip along the Pacific Coast Highway promoting the eco-friendly organic lifestyle. Professor Dawn Baisley, director of York University's Institute for Research and Innovation in Sustainability, stated, "Mr. Harrelson's understanding of why we each need to reduce our ecological footprint is authentic, and his efforts to inspire others to grasp and act on this concept provide a lesson for those of us who teach. Our heartfelt applause, Dr. Harrelson, on this deserved recognition. May your lights ever shine in bringing the rewards of the sustainable vegan lifestyle to youth throughout the world."
Miraculous baby inspires Russians. Members of the Muslim community in southern Russia, Dagestan, are calling 9-month-old Ali Yakubov a miracle baby because of the verses from the Holy Quran that appear and fade away from his body every few days. This week, the verse, "Be thankful or grateful to Allah," was revealed in a pinkish hue in clear, legible Arabic. Many take these verses as a sign and call for peace. What a miracle indeed! May Allah bless baby Ali Yakubov and the Russian Muslim communities with ever more harmony and tranquility.
Chinese billionaire saves boy from fire. Trapped by fire on the fourth floor of a residential building in Changshan County of Shandong Province in China, a 10-year-old boy was rescued at the last moment by a man who was later found to be a local billionaire. Many attempts to enter the burning building had been stopped by the heavy smoke and fire. However, on his second try, one man successfully entered the sea of fire and led others to run up and save the boy's life. On recounting the incident, Liu Yunfeng humbly said, "There was no time to think about anything, just one thought, save the boy now." Our admiring salute, Mr. Liu Yunfeng, for your selflessly courageous act. Wishing you and the young boy many celebrations of life in the loving company of family and friends.
For Mr. Liu Yunfeng's brave, quick-thinking rescue, Supreme Master Qinghai is honoring him with the Shining World Hero Award. save our planet. Protecting the animals is protecting ourselves. At nearly the same time as the October 22nd Climate Change Conference was taking place in Jakarta, Indonesia, Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international best-selling book, The Birds in My Life, was released in its Indonesian edition and quickly reached number one bestseller in the country. The Birds in My Life tells the heart-touching stories of Supreme Master Ching Hai's sweet-feathered companions. Whether wild or domesticated, billions upon billions of hapless animals have lost their lives at increasingly shocking rates due to global warming, habitat loss, and being killed for meat.
Honored guest, Supreme Master Ching Hai expressed her sorrow at Indonesia's losses through global warming-related disasters, deforestation, and the relentless hunting of native wilds such as monkeys and the already endangered Sumatran orangutan. Drawing links between environmental damage and the violence of humans, Supreme Master Ching Hai reiterated that the fate of the animals is tied to our own.
Ladies and gentlemen, all the powerful people in the world, in our society, the law only punished someone who has done something wrong to the society. The animals, they have never done us any wrong. They live their life quietly, they're eating whatever God provides them. They don't harm us in any way. Even if some cases they do, because we destroy their habitat, because they have nowhere to live. In our society, if we took away something from someone, we pay back something. So the animals trusted that we would pay them back with some food. But in any case, we always kill them if they come too near. If we want to receive the mercy of heaven for our life here on earth, we must first be merciful in granting the same dignity and freedom of life to the animals. Only then can we have a return of the environmental balance that I know you also seek to protect. So, please everyone, plant veg, be veg. And we can go green later when we already save the planet.
With thanks to the government's support and to all conference participants, we are grateful to Supreme Master Ching Hai for explaining in many ways the importance of nonviolence toward all beings, including through her elevating books. We pray that the world will quickly choose the peaceful veg diet so that in turn all lives, both human and animal, may be spared.
Please tune in to Supreme Master Television's Words of Wisdom for the full rebroadcast of this live event at a later date with multi-language subtitles.
Save our planet, the devastation of an ice-free Arctic Ocean. At the current rate of temperature rise, the Arctic Ocean will be virtually ice-free all summer and every summer in less than two decades. British scientists from the Polar Ocean Physics Group at the University of Cambridge made this forecast after a 73-day trek to the Arctic for direct observations. Reporting on the disastrous effects of an ice-free Arctic, the scientists state that not only would the darker oceans absorb more heat from the sun than reflective ice, but the acidity of the water would increase after being exposed to the elements.
This in turn could change global weather patterns even further. In contemplating an ice-free Arctic, team member and Cambridge professor Peter Wadhams declared, "It's a disaster you cannot put the lid back on again and say, oh, that didn't work out, let's try that again. You're stuck with what you've done."
Professor Wadhams and fellow team members, our heartfelt thanks for your arduous undertaking to evaluate the Arctic. Let us speedily heed your cautionary words and turn now to harmonious lifestyles that spare both ourselves and the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has often warned of such tolls of climate change, along with providing their solution, as in a June 2009 video message for a conference in Mexico.
Here we have first Arctic melt. The Arctic or North Pole may be ice-free by 2012. 70 years ahead of IPCC estimations. Without the protective ice to reflect sunlight, 90% of the sun's heat can enter the open water, thus accelerating global warming. The change in Arctic ice covers is dramatic. With a climatologist saying that only 10% now is older and thick ice, while over 90% is newly formed and thin. Luckily, there are easy actions we can take. I will list them for your reference. We must cool the planet, first and foremost. If we stop producing methane, the atmosphere will cool more quickly than if we stop producing carbon dioxide. Organic vegan will produce beneficial cooling effects as it will cut down methane and other greenhouse gases which are fatal to our survival.
Save Our Planet. Leading up to the December Climate Conference in Denmark, India's Union Ministry for Environment and Forests announces that based on actual measurements, methane emissions from rice fields total 4 million tons annually rather than the 34 million tons previously estimated.
Save Our Planet, a protected wetlands area in Spain's Tablas de Daimiel National Park, is drying due to climate change and excessive irrigation with fires that have ignited as ancient underground peat begins to burn.
Save Our Planet. Maldivian President Mohamed Nasheed states that without urgent international action on global warming, the people of the Maldives face the prospect of losing their culture of 2,000 years to a climate change refugee camp.
I'm Uli Demilieu and I'm a vegan. There are no animal products in my diet. I'm here with a tip on keeping your living space smelling fresh. Did you know that by putting a few pieces of charcoal in containers and placing them throughout your home, unpleasant odors will be absorbed? Thanks so much for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Thank you for your attention, and there's the weather around our globe.
In ecology news, organic farming creates over 33,000 jobs in Peru. According to Peru's Minister of Agriculture, the Honorable Mr. Adolfo de Cordiva Velez, interest in organic farming is increasing as farmers realize that it is more profitable than using the traditional methods. In addition, the Ministry of Agriculture is providing support to 9,800 farmers to help enhance organic productivity. Our gratitude, Peru's Ministry of Agriculture, for your contribution to this earth-friendly agricultural practice. May our planet soon flourish as an organic vegan paradise.
In humanitarian news, an American teenager raises over $60,000 for a playground at a Russian hospital. 16-year-old Alex Griffith spent 2.5 years working on the Boy Scout Endeavor Krasnoyarsk Playground Project for the L.S. Berzon City Clinical Hospital. He enlisted 500 volunteers from 5 countries to help and was also involved in the design, buying, and shipping of the equipment. This includes swings, 5-foot-high slides, a rock wall, and a climbing bridge. Alex was born at the hospital in the Siberian city of Krasnoyarsk and later adopted by Dwight and Jenny Griffith of Maryland, USA. Bravo, Alex, and God bless your caring spirit. May your labor of love bring joy to many beautiful Russian children. Up next on Noteworthy News, how do pigs use mirrors to find food? We'll hear more about it in just a moment. We're going out to enjoy the fresh air. Be right back. Please stay tuned for more enriching news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, glad news for a pleasing world. In animal news, a British study shows pigs have a well-developed sense of awareness. Professor of Animal Welfare, Dr. Donald Broom and colleagues from the University of Cambridge have demonstrated that pigs can learn to use a mirror to find food. 8 pigs were given 5 hours to be in close proximity to a mirror and thus become familiar with it. Then the mirror was placed to reflect treats such as apple and candies, which were behind a partition. 7 out of the 8 pigs were able to locate the goodies. Bravo, Dr. Donald Broom and Associates, for confirming that our pig friends are truly smart. May all lovely animals enjoy safe and happy lives as heaven intended.
Let's share some laughter with a joke told in Croatian entitled Aisle Seat.
Neka gospođa se prijavljuje za let, pitajući sjedište uz prolaz u avionu, tako da je se ne bi zamrsila kosa ako je blizu prozora.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Thank you, dear Supreme Master Qinghai. I really appreciate your mission. I have already passed a vegetarian diet and I feel great. I am trying to persuade everybody around me to do so. I hope our co-citizens will be wise enough to follow your advice to save our planet. Anush from Yerevan, Armenia.
Hi Anush, how nice to hear from you. Supreme Master Qinghai has a reply just for you.
Precious Anush, congratulations on your transitioning to the planet-saving Noble Veg Diet. It's wonderful you feel so good and are talking to others about the benefits. I too pray that humanity realizes there is one effective way to rescue our earth and our spirit, the kind-hearted vegan diet. My love to you and all the God-revering citizens of Armenia. I love the time spent in your pure loving country. Be blessed, Qinghai.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
We wish you many wonder-filled moments in the Divine's grace.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Qatar's Minister of State for Foreign Affairs, H.E. Ahmad bin Abdullah Al Mahmoud, affirms progress in peace talks for Darfur, Sudan, being held in collaboration with the African Union and the United Nations.
Meeting with Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, U.S. President Barack Obama highlights a transition in U.S.-Iraqi relations from security-focused discussions to talk of economy, trade, and commerce.
In a campaign launched by People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, celebrities like Kelly Osbourne, vegetarian Georgia Fox, and vegan Steve-O speak out to halt the cruel and inhumane practice of killing baby seals for fur.
The Smithsonian Institute's Arthur M. Sackler Gallery in the USA is exhibiting for the first time Falnama, the Book of Omens, a set of rare illustrated 16th and 17th century manuscripts from Turkey and Iran.
A group of wealthy Germans are asking the government to increase their taxes with the goal of assisting the country in economic recovery by funding such urgent programs as education and the environment.
U.S. TV personality Oprah Winfrey invited former meat-eating and now vegan chef Tal Ronan to her show, where he delighted the audience with a dish from his new book, The Conscious Cook, available from www.amazon.com.
Finnish President Tarja Halonen visits Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak for bilateral talks, then joins First Lady Suzanne Mubarak, where the two discuss the importance of women's participation for a peaceful society.
Baghdad residents attend the first stage performance to open at the Iraq National Theater since 2003, enjoying national television actors in a play that makes light of hardship in a celebration of friendship and life.
Australian Prime Minister Kevin Rudd states that the country will not send additional troops to Afghanistan.
Indonesia announces plans to construct a psychological trauma recovery center to aid in the recovery of West Sumatran earthquake survivors.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.